Rock. That's music by Bree Babineaux, just singing out of her soul. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Lynn Woods, and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Right now, I want you to stop, pause, hit the subscribe button so that you will never, ever, ever miss another episode of this inspiring podcast. You can also download for free. My guest today is gospel sensation, recording artist, worshiper, wife, daughter, and child of the Most High King, Bree Babineaux. She's also a Stellar Award winner who brought us hits like Holy Spirit, Jacob's Song, the top 10 Billboard hit, I'll Be the One, from her album Keys to My Heart. And now in 2020, she's back with her second album, The Encounter. And it includes a collaboration with Todd Delaney called Baptize Us. And we just heard her latest single, He's My Rock. Love that song. Want to welcome her to the show right now. Bree Babineaux, welcome to the podcast. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be talking with you.
Oh, well, you know, it's a glorious day. It's another day that the Lord has made. Yes. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic with your family, you and your family, and then also as an artist?
You know what? I'm doing good. I can't complain. Me and my family were doing great. We didn't have any type of hiccup during this COVID pandemic. And so we have our health and strength, and we're grateful for that. As an artist dealing with COVID, I'm sure I can speak for every artist. It's been interesting to stay creative, stay inventive, just trying to make sure we stay relevant and figuring out and learning this new virtual experience, because this is new for a lot of us. So I've been just trying to stay creative and try to find new and inventive ways to keep the body of Christ engaged with me and what I'm doing, and also just the new music that I have coming out.
Yeah, how hard was it releasing new music in the midst of COVID-19?
You know, it was touch and go. I say it was touch and go because, you know, when you release something back then, when we would release stuff, we were able to travel, do like a tour, go to the different cities and different things like that to kind of promote and push your album, whether it was doing like a album release concert. But we had a lot more freedom and free reign to do what we wanted to do. However, this go round, I released my project in March. So literally COVID had just taken off when everybody was on lockdown, everything had shut down. So we had a live album release concert scheduled, and we had to cancel everything and try to do the best that we could, you know, to keep people informed of what was going on. But a lot of people still didn't know that I had released music. I think because so much had happened in that short period of time in that particular month. So we were just trying to, you know, stay relevant as much as possible and try to do what we could to get the music out there. I think for me, I admired Kiara Sheard and how her and her team, I mean, man, they literally, I mean, she came out with the movie, and then right after that came out with the album. I'm like, okay, y'all strategized very well. This was very strategic, planned out, and thought of. So I've literally been watching great people like her, Jonathan McReynolds, and different people who have been setting their stamp and their mark during this COVID time and just sitting back and taking notes for the next time.
Yes, we had to create a new normal and not doing what we're doing in the middle of creating this new normal.
Right, right, right. That's so true. I think for me, it was just, I told them, I said, I don't count this as a loss or a failure. I said, I think what we accomplished, we accomplished what we needed to accomplish and what was given to us, and we took the most out of it. And I think for me, I'm just happy that the people were still blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Because you're dedicated to the project.
Yes.
We're still blessed, and that's all that matters.
All that matters is that you're reaching the people and blessing their souls.
Right.
Let's get a little bit more about you and your backstory. You were raised in Lafayette, Louisiana, but you were born in Hawaii, Honolulu. So how did your parents work that? How did that come about?
So my dad was in the Marines.
Oh, okay.
Whenever they got married. So they moved to Hawaii. I was born there. We stayed there a couple of months after I was born. And then we got moved back to Louisiana, where my parents are actually from.
Oh, cool. So,
and
mom,
I was raised there.
Okay.
Look, I love Louisiana. I love Louisiana. It's a benefit.
Okay.
Being born in Hawaii, but I'm a Louisiana girl. I'm a Southern girl all day long.
Oh, you really a Southern belle?
I'm a Southern Belle.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Southern Belle. So your parents are from Louisiana and they are ministers. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my parents are from Louisiana. My dad is actually a pastor. So I was a PK growing up. So that was very, very interesting. But yes, my dad is a pastor and a minister, and my mom is a handmaiden. So, I mean,
okay.
I'm born and raised in church.
I talked to you, you wouldn't believe this. I talk to so many PKs these days. I'm like, all these artists I'm talking to, they're PKs. It's interesting.
Right.
Now, in your ministry household, were your parents rather strict on the music thing, or was it, or were they kind of open to let you just freely discover different types of music?
Up in church and stuff like that, and you're living under your parents' rules and living in their home, they're kind of, you know, monitor everything that you do. But as I got older, they kind of stepped back and allowed me to blossom into my best self. So, I mean, literally, I listen to all types of music. As long as it's clean, I'm listening to it.
What were your some
listening,
you're listening to it if it's clean. So what were your,
if it's clean, like okay. I love like Sam Cooke,
okay,
Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, like all that old school stuff. That's what I listen, like literally that's what I listen to.
Classics.
All the old school stuff. All the classics.
Okay. Yeah. All right then, Miss Bree in her 20s listening to the classics, like A Change Is Gonna Come, Respect.
Respect. I listen to that. To anything from the Motown family, I'm telling you, that's me.
That's you. That's you all day.
That's me all day long.
Speaking of gospel, it's such a tight-knit community, and it's just really hard to break into that, but you did a unique thing, and I know you talk about this all the time, that you circumvented that without really knowing it and started reaching people via social media. So what made you decide, okay, I'm going to post some of my ministry moments of my singing on social media? Because you didn't have any idea what was going to happen.
Right. For me, I think the beautiful thing about it was I wasn't looking for any type of notoriety or to become famous or to even be a singer.
Okay.
It just so happened that I was worshiping with a group of my friends, and another friend of mine actually recorded the video, recorded me singing on his camera phone, and he posted the video on Facebook, and within less than 24 hours, the video had went viral. I woke up the next morning with a ton of messages from people all over the world just letting me know how the video had touched them and blessed them, and I was grateful to God that I was able to be a blessing to somebody. And literally after that, everything that we would post, I would post, they would post, literally people would gravitate to it, and people started, you know, calling me. I was able to work with some amazing people. I was able to meet, you know, some amazing people and even gain some relationships with mainstream artists, you know. So I thank God for the journey and the path that he has designed for my life. And I know he's only going to do more. And I just can't wait to see what happens.
Amen. Because I was reading that you were able to build bridges between different types of artists, gospel artists, mainstream artists, and also bridges between denominations by using social media to put your music out there. Because we didn't have those avenues years ago when you were little. We did not have them. So,
So
how do you feel about that, being able to build these bridges, little old you, between denominations and various types of artists with gospel music?
You know, I'm grateful to God. You know, I'm grateful to God that I'm able just to have a small impact, because I know that there are people who went before me, you know, to create this pathway for me to be able to just do what I am able to do. So I'm grateful to God that I have small impact of what amazing artists like Kirk Franklin, Mary, Natasha Cobb, you know, the Richard Smallwoods were able to bridge before me. So I'm just happy that my music and that my message that I'm trying to present to the body of Christ, it can
you represent our millennials, and we mm-hmm. praise God for you. You're able to do some things and reach people that maybe people in my generation were not able to, and you face a different set of challenges. What has been most challenging about being Bree and being Bree doing ministry, and now Bree is married?
You know what? I spoke to somebody about this on yesterday. You know what? It hasn't been challenging.
Okay.
And I say that it hasn't because being married and stuff like that. Like I'm pushed. They allow me to, you know, my family allow me to become my best self.
That's wonderful.
They want me to work hard. They want me to get out there on the road and push my music and push what God has given me to do and the assignment that He's given me. So I'm grateful to God that I have an amazing support system that allows me to become my best self. Some people, they don't, you know, I'm fortunate because it's not mm-hmm. always like that for others.
You're absolutely right.
God has blessed me and He has put me in the right hands, you know, with my family and my friends surrounding me that allow me to become my best self and allow me to be the artist that God has called me to be or the worshiper that God has called me to be. So I'm grateful. So nothing has changed.
Amen. Well, that is such a blessing because I've talked to a number of people and some folks have received pushback as they excel, then they get wow. pushback around them. But that is awesome. So I understand why you're praising God and thanking God for Him allowing you to be in the hands of the family that you're in
yes.
so that you can go out there and be a blessing to the world.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, well, let's get into your music. Well, we know that you're signed to Marcus Boone's label.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes through Ty Scott. I think the first time that I may have met Marcus was at one of those, it was a talent show event or showcase or something a few years ago. I was with me and Willie Moore Jr., who I called nephew. Mm-hmm. We were down at the church in Atlanta. And that's when we first mm-hmm. met Kalante Gavin, your label mate.
Yeah, I had the privilege of being a part of Marquise Boone. I'm not with Marquise Boone anymore, but
okay.
I'm privileged. Being on Marquise Boone's label called Marquise Boone Enterprises. And, you know, God blessed me to be able to meet Marquise. And, I mean, and then being with him, I was able to meet the Ty Scott team.
Okay, I've known the Ty Scott folks, like, forever. Brian Scott, Bishop
yes.
Scott.
They are beautiful, wonderful people.
They are.
And who love God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am so grateful to be a part of that team. It's like a family, literally. We're like a family.
Yes, they're in Indianapolis, and I used to live in L.A. and head of the gospel department at the Urban Network, and we met probably over 20 years ago. Gosh, I'm not going to tell you how long ago, because then you'll say, oh my God, they're old. But yeah, we met a long, long time ago, and they have been the same since the first day I met them. They have not changed. And
not changed at all, not changed one bit. I mean, the sweetest people you would ever meet, literally. They are literally God's hands and feet, I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, on this earth. I love them so much, and I thank God for them every single day. Every chance that I get, I thank God for putting me in their hands.
Well, that's wonderful, because they're honest, God-fearing folks, and trying to do the work of the Lord through
right.
music and film entertainment. Awesome people. So I'm with you right there
yes.
now. So let's talk about your new music, your new release. You won two Stellar Awards, like that last album you did, Keys to My Heart. Now you have The Encounter. So talk
mm-hmm.
to me about The Encounter. You got a single with Todd Delaney, Baptize Us. So what's on there? What's your favorite on there? Who wrote, who produced this?
Yeah.
Tell me the story, girl.
Came about, I was in prayer and I was, you know, praying to God, just asking Him for direction on, you know, what He wanted me to do with this particular album. And He wanted me to talk about encounters that people have had either with Him or with Jesus. And literally, that's where the title came from. I mean, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story about the woman with the issue of blood and how she had that issue for 12 long years. But when she touched the hem of His garment, when she touched Jesus' garment and she had that encounter with Him,
mm-hmm.
was healed and made whole. And so He just wanted people to remember that no matter what you're dealing with, that no matter what you're faced with, when you have that true personal encounter with Me, your life and things in your life will begin to change and shift. And so literally we began to write. I had the privilege of going to Nashville and getting with a group of writers, and we literally wrote songs. God literally met us at each writing camp. We began to birth songs just talking about encounters with him, or wanting him to fill us with his spirit, or wanting more of him, or just anything. Literally, mm-hmm. he began to pour into us. And I had the opportunity of working with Jamel Kimbrough, who was actually the producer on my project. He actually produces all of Todd Delaney's albums. So
okay.
Okay. It was more than right to reach out to him and be like, look, Todd, I got this song. Like, literally, this song fits you perfectly, like, as if it was for you. I want you to be on this project with me. And, man, he agreed to it. And I mean, and it was so much fun just to sing with him and just worship God with my brother, Todd Delaney. And then I would say favorite song was
We Want More.
And I sung that.
Okay. Why?
I sung that song with the artist by the name of Thomas Rain.
So why would you say you're like particularly fond of that song?
Well, I co-wrote the song with me. I co-wrote the song with a guy named Dante Bo, artist named Dante Bo, and Aaron Moses, and we wrote the song together. And literally, every time I hear the song, literally I get goosebumps. I literally get goosebumps every single time I hear this song. And Thomas Rain, oh my God, I've admired her for so many years now. She's based out of Chicago, and just to have her a part of that song and this project, man, was just amazing to me. I mean, literally, God flat used this woman the night of the recording.
Yeah.
I was in tears. Like, it was amazing. It was just an amazing experience. Just to have her a part in what she did and what the things that she began to minister and say while she was singing that song, it was incredible. It was incredible.
Oh, my goodness. So where did you record the album, come to think of it? Where?
So I recorded the album in New Orleans at a church. It's called Living International. It's in Slidell, Louisiana, and I recorded it there.
Well, so it was an amazing night. Who do you think this album is intended for? Because it's a worship album, and it's coming at us in the middle of a pandemic. So tell me who you think it is going to really absorb this. We need a healing, for one thing. So how do you think this will add to help our healing?
You know, I think the album is for anybody. Anybody who wants more of God. Anybody who wants refreshing. Anybody who wants God to do something miraculous in their life. And I think everybody at this present time wants God to move for them. Wants Him to bless them. Wants Him to encourage them. This album is about encouragement. It's about restoration. It's about healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's about just asking God to just do something miraculous for them. I think for me, what I've been really pondering on and really, you know, thinking about during this pandemic is about the story of Job. And I don't know if too many people really pay attention and really read the story about Job, but it's like no matter what Job went through, no matter what Job faced, his posture never changed.
Amen.
He remained faithful to God.
When he lost,
didn't waver.
Yeah.
He didn't get down. He didn't get discouraged. Even when his wife said, curse your God and die.
Yeah, and he still
said,
stood there.
You sound foolish. His posture never changed. So I'm admonishing if anybody's listening to this right now, don't change your position. Don't change your posture. Yeah, things are going on. Yeah, things we don't know. We don't know how tomorrow may be. We're unsure about why things are happening right now. But remember that God said He would never leave us nor forsake us. He said He would put more on us than we could bear. Know that this too shall pass. It won't be like this always. So because we know that it won't be like this always, remain faithful to Him. Trust in Him and lean on Him. And I guarantee you, He is going to move for you. I promise you.
Amen. Amen. Words like that we need to hear at this particular time, because the air is filled with so much uncertainty. How are they going to take care of their families? How are they going to feed their families? Lost their jobs, you know. how am I going to pay this rent or this mortgage when they've cut funds that were coming to me? So how do I deal? So, yeah,
right.
We need to hear that. And we need worship and worship music like The Encounter. Where can we find The Encounter, Miss Bree?
You can purchase The Encounter anywhere you get your music. Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play. Wherever you get your music is there available for you. Go get it.
And how can people connect with you on social media and give us your website address?
Yeah. People can connect with me on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Facebook. But my name is Bree, B-R-I, last name Babineau, B-A-B-I-N-E-A-U-X. My website is www.breebabineau.com. And, I mean, stay connected with me. We got some great things planned and stored up for you guys. So, yeah, man, stay locked in.
All right, Miss Bree, and thank you so much for joining me today. Folks, go out and get Bree's album, The Encounter, on all digital platforms. Oh, you're welcome. So our folks will get the album. It will certainly bless your soul. And by the way, thank you for joining us today. Make sure that you subscribe right now by hitting the subscribe button. You're also welcome to donate by hitting the donate button. To reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods. That's LINWOODS. Or on Instagram at LynnWoods96 or Facebook at Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. And Bree Babineau is going to take us on home today with He's My Rock on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, again, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Stand.